So, Bishop on Chalk is going on. Today is the third day. So, Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhu has said that there are many limbs of bhakti, or among them, Navata Bhakti is considered topmost. And even Rupa Goswami said, even among the nine limbs of devotion, that Sadhusang, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Shravan, Matravas, Sri Murti, Shaddai, Sevan. Amongst these five limbs, can easily give Krishna Prem. Even little association with any of these limbs can award one Krishna Prem. This Panchanga Bhakti. One follows this sadhana, following the five limbs of devotion, then Rupa Goswami has said, if there is no sadhusang, then even if one follows all the limbs of bhakti, then because of asat sangha, not only will those limbs be destroyed, but they'll also take one on the wrong path. But if one stays in satsang, then being a follower of this vichar of the sadhus, following their advice, and if one follows, then even that will not do. As long as one has not accepted the sadhus, then whatever he does will be lost. How will it be lost? So Sukadeva Goswami, he told Maharaj Parikshit that even before you were born, Krishna saved you in your mother's womb, Uttara Devi's womb. You're always playing on his lap. And you gradually grew older. You would respect the Brahmins, the sadhus, you do everything. But because sadhus are, you disrespected a sadhu little, you lost everything. Whatever sadhan bhajan, this wealth of sadhan bhajan you had, because of disturbing a sadhu, you lost everything because of disrespecting him. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, sadhu sangha nam kirtan. If you stay in sadhu sangha, then nam kirtan is automatically done. Then there is no need to exert yourself on performing nam kirtan. The sadhus are always doing engaged in the smaran kirtan. They don't remember anything else. Their minds are not polluted in any way. And Rupa Goswami Prabhu has said that even if you go to sadhu sangha, even if you accept the sadhu as your own, still you should be careful. Why? You should watch out. First watch vegam, manas vegam, krodha jiva vegam, daru upastha vegam, then vegan yavishayata dhira sarvam atmyam pratinsa shishyat. So, if you go to a sadhu, then watch away. If you start speaking nonsense things in front of the sadhus, you cannot control your tongue, the urge to speak, then it is a rule that you must not speak proudly in front of Guru Varga. In front of Sri Guru, you should not praise others. Because this means then you're minimizing Guru's position. And sometimes you're minimizing the position of others. In this way, Guru is not respected properly. So one cannot control the words that he speaks. And what to speak of? Availing himself of the benefits of sadhu sangha. Rather, he'll disobey the sadhu and he'll ruin his life. Therefore, this sadhu sangha and nam kirtan. That person, only he can get the benefit of sadhu sangha if he disciplines his urge to speak. So, how can this be done? therefore naam kirtan. And one chants this sampya sankhya purvaka naam with completely absorbed mind. He should make a vow, promise that anyhow I should chant harinam fixed number of rounds every day. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that if two people sit together, automatically they'll gossip between themselves. And if three sit, then among themselves, they'll speak uselessly. So Mahaprabhu said, from morning to evening, if you want to follow all the limbs of devotion, then engage in this Naam Kirtan. You must chant 1 lakh Harinam every day, 64 rounds. So then one will not have the time to speak to anyone. He will not go anywhere. He will not engage in prajalpa. And slowly, gradually, the urge to speak will be controlled. So say, if one comes in sadhu sangha and he prays to the sadhu that may I have this ruchi for Bhagavat Naam, that I engage in this Naam Kirtan. Therefore Rupa Goswami has said, not just watch awake, that if you meet a sadhu, he gives you this sadvastu, there you must not become angry with a sadhu, because the mind is very restless. It will not let you go to a sadhu. No matter how much you try, mind will not be absorbed in the sadhu. Wish to go travel outside, see something nice. The mind is always restless to see such things. Therefore, manasavekam. See, it is very difficult to control the mind. This way, what use is there if one goes and bathes in the Ganga if his mind is impure? If your mind is pure, then there is no need to bathe even in the Ganga, because if you are in satsanga, your mind will automatically be pure. Because you see, because the sadhu carries this Sri Kadadhar in his heart, therefore he transforms all the holy places of pilgrimage. Even though they are full of sin because of people coming there, but still he purifies these tirthas. Wherever there is a sadhu, all kinds of tirthas are present. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Adarshan of Sri Paramananda Puri, when he spoke Harikatha, did Kirtan, then he saw Paramananda Puri was a little sad, but he wouldn't say anything. Then Mahaprabhu asked him, I am seeing that you are a little sad, Mahashaya. He said, I am happy, but by seeing you, I am remembering Jagannath. I am getting Jagannath's Mahaprasad, mercy. But the water here is not so nice. So Mahaprabhu, he told Ganga Devi, oh Ganga Devi, where are you going? You haven't come near the sadhu. You haven't served the sadhu. Then you must immediately appear here. And Mahaprabhu invited Ganga to come there in his well. And even to this day, you can have darshan of this Paramanand Puri Koop, this well, which is where the water is so sweet, because Ganga herself is present there. So in this way, wherever the Vaishnavas are, that place is Vrindavan and full of happiness. What need is there to go to different pilgrimage places then? Without the mercy of sadhu, without sadhu sangha, how can you, wherever you go, Vrindavan, Madhuvan, Govardhan, still the urge to speak, the urge of the mind will still trouble you so much. When the desire of the mind is not fulfilled, then become angry. And this anger, you see, one person, if he cannot fulfill the desire of his mind, and he becomes very angry. And in order to When he sees that there's no way to pacify his anger, then he uses black magic. Then he does sadhan using tantra mantra. Or else he'll worship the devatas. See, a person who's very angry, by his anger, not only does he burn himself, but he burns others as well. He troubles them, disturbs them. So this way, while being in sadhu sangha, it doesn't mean that while being in sadhu sangha, you should automatically this vachu veg, manasu veg, krodha veg, they're all controlled. Mahaprabhu said the vairagi should especially engage in nam sankirtan, and he should fill with, he should only eat this shak, very simple food. Once one has become a sadhu, vairagi, renunciant, then now that he has made a promise that now I'll do Bhagavad Bhajan. But if his tongue is very greedy, thinking, oh, today I'll get nice madhukari, nice food, then the mind and the tongue will go here and there. You see, a person, very difficult to control the urge to eat nicely. You see, in Goa, there are many Babajis that do bhajan, and wherever they get madhukari, puri, malpua, even if that place is 2 kilometers far, still they'll go there. Why? They'll get puris there, ghee, milk, so many things. So then this way they're running everywhere. So then, in the rainy season, it is very difficult to get madhukari. So then the Babaji thought, today I'll beg for some these kaurang patties, and then I'll get some atta, some bati churma, and I'll make something nice and offer to Giriraj. So in the morning he got this got these kaurang patties. Because in Braj, if you ask anything, they'll give you. Then he asked for this wheat flour, he asked for ghee, he asked for milk. Then he started making this bati. Bati means like this saltless bread. This way he added ghee and then he made many things. This is dal bati. So then when he offered bhog to Giriraj, then he was thinking that to please my tongue, I've engaged my whole day in just cooking these things. Wasted my time. And he took everything and he offered everything inside Govindakun. And this ashes that had been produced because of cooking, he took that. He just mixed it with water and he ate that. He said this way the tongue is always restless to eat nice things. So Gurudev would say, you eat very nice things to please your tongue. No other sadhus. Sometimes they eat dry chickpeas, sometimes not even that. If they get something easily, then they anyhow eat that. They don't have to try. They don't have to try separately to don't exert yourself in such a way that you lose your life. Because every day you're losing, your time is leaving. You're losing your life every day. But in this way, how can you? You cannot see Bhagavan's lotus feet. Then, if you haven't been liberated from samsara, if your attachment is increasing to samsara, so even if you come and be in sadhusang, you come to the dham, you're trying to do bhajan, but if the surge of the tongue is present, then the tongue will not let you live. Tongue will say, alright, I will not eat anything sweet, I will not eat anything sour, I'll just eat some neem leaves. But then you see, still one has It means you have ruchi, taste in eating neem leaves. This is all satyahar. So anything that you have ashakti or attachment for, that is sweet. Not necessarily that which is sweet, but those things that you want to eat which have attachment for, those things are sweet. So how should a sadhu be? So a sadhu be neutral? No. He is always looking, he is always striving to please Sadvastu, Sri Bhagavan. So in Bhishma Panchak, we should see how we can follow these five limbs of devotion. First, Sri Rupa Goswami said, Sadhu Sang Nam Kirtan, Sri Matravas, Bhagavat Vas, Bhagavat Shravan, Travas, Shraddhai Sevan. Here, he said Shravan of Bhagavad Katha, not Kirtan. Means you listen to this Bhagavad Katha from the sadhus. Or that whatever you like from the Bhagavad that you take, and that which you don't like, you leave. Next Sukadeva Goswami, for 7 days and seven nights, he spoke the Bhagavad. And then, he had actually spoken 18,000 verses. This is all he mentioned. Sukadeva Goswami said, because if he wouldn't have spoken that, then people, they'll add many more things. Now there's Devi Bhagavad. So many different kinds of Bhagavad now. Srimad Bhagavad has 18,000 verses. And you know, if you count them, you can maybe find 13,500 verses, shlokas. Where did the other 4,500-5,000 verses disappear? So they say, oh, this is only this has been added later, and they removed all these verses. So they say, by being in Salsang, Bhagavat Shravan is had. Or else, this is, how will this Bhagavat manifest in one's heart? Mahaprabhu, he said, go to a Bhakta Bhagavat, and under his guidance, read the Granta Bhagavat, go to the Vaishnavas. And how should they be? There is Bhakti Rasa Shastra and there is Bhakti Rasa Patra. Bhakti Rasa Shastra is the Bhagavat. But where is the Bhakti Rasa Patra? The object of the abode of this Bhakti Rasa. Because wherever such an abode of Prem is present, the Shastra is also present with all its inputs. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami from the very beginning has described the lives of great devotees. Like Prahlad, Dhruva, Naradrishi, Vritrasu, Chitraketu. Because he is also Mahabhagavat. One Indra was cutting his neck for 1 year. He said, oh Indra, cut my neck quickly. Why are you delaying so much? Let this body of mine, this very body of ignorance, go away. Then I'll be instated in my service to Sri Bhagavan. So this way he was offering so many sarasvatis, Indra's cutting his head off. So was he scared? Was it painful for him? Then Indra was thinking, oh, if I kill him, then how will this sin of killing a Brahmin go away? Because he is Mahabhagavat Vaishnav Brahmin. Day and night he is offering such wonderful stutis that no one has heard before. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami has said, then go to such a Bhakti Rasa Patra and listen to the Bhagavatam. Or else, you will not have any relationship with this Bhakti Rasa Shastra. Shabda Brahma, the words of the Bhagavad. Therefore, Sadhu Sangha Matravas, Nam Kirtan Bhagavat Shravan. Then Matravas. Matravas means Prajmandal. Then why is Mathura being described? If you go anywhere else, everyone will not take responsibility for you. But Mathura Devi, she is the beloved Sri Bhagavan. So she has taken this responsibility. Anyone who comes to the shelter of Mathura Devi, then Mathura Devi, she makes them pure. Himself, when he came to Mathura, So he was present in Mathura the whole day, but he's only thinking about Vraj, the Vrajavasis. He cannot forget them even for one moment. Here you see, if you go to Mathura, then there's more facility to remember the devotees than even Bhagavan himself. Saying, where can this satsang be had? Where can satsang be had? Where can Rajavasis be? Where can the session be had? One becomes very restless. Why? Because in Mathura, Krishna himself is thinking about the Rajavasis. So his mood will also enter inside you. Krishna has no relationship with the Yaduvanshis, the Kshatriyas. Uddhava once he went and he saw on the roof. He saw that there was some water falling down from the roof. So he was thinking, where is this water coming from? And there's no rain overhead. So he went on the roof and there he saw Krishna was looking in the direction of Vrindavan. He was looking north of Mathura to the west. And this way he was weeping so much. He didn't stop crying. Uddhava was thinking, there's so much opulence here, he has everything. Still, why is he so sad? So he cannot understand. And when he sat near Krishna, what did Uddhava see? He saw there was one swan. The swan was flying above. The swan was like was rounding about. But the swan was not flying down. Because Lalita Devi, she had called that Hans. Oh, King of Swans, come here. She called the King of Swans in the morning. Chansa. So Lalita Devi said, oh, whole night yesterday, Radharani was weeping. She sat down. She sat down to write a letter. And she was weeping and she became so absorbed in Krishna that she wet the paper with her tears. Now she cannot even write anything. She only wrote one dot. And even the dot was washed away. So anyhow, this cloth was tied and then given to a swan. And she said, oh, go to Madhupuri. But don't be attracted to this Madhupuri. Don't drink the water of Madhupuri. Don't drink the air that's flowing in Madhupuri. Don't meet with anyone. Because Mathura, Madhupuri is full of this enjoyment. So Lalita Devi told the swan, if you go there, then you'll associate with the bogies and your mind will be defeated. Then you will not return to Vraj. Because all kinds of bhoga are present in Madhupuri, full of opulence. You see, there's not even the fragrance of sweetness there. So therefore, you fly overhead and drop this letter. Give it to Krishna if you see Krishna sitting alone. And then if he calls you also, don't go there. Because if you meet with the people there, then your mind will become polluted, impure. You'll also become a bogey. You see, the swan was flying above. It was going in circles. Then Uddhava saw the swan drop this letter down. And when Uddhava opened this letter, he saw there was nothing in that letter. But as soon as Uddhava reached Krishna, then Krishna, he started weeping more and he just fell unconscious on the ground. Why? Because Krishna is Antaryami, he knows everything. He understands everything. But in Mathura, there was no such person who could understand Krishna's heart, who would be there by his side. Because everyone was absorbed in this Aishwarya Bhav. They have no knowledge of this Madhurya Bhav. They have no mamata. They're only thinking about their selfishness. So, and as soon as Krishna touched that letter, his heart became so restless. And then Uddhava, he asked Krishna. And Krishna said, बताओ। I'm always wandering in Vaikuntha, Golok, everywhere. But this prem of Braj, I could never even conceive of such inconceivable prem that the Brajvasis have. And now I've left that very Braj Mandal, I've come to this dry desert called Mathura. All their hearts are dry, they have no rasa in their hearts. No mamata, no priti. Yeah, they're only sitting down like dry ash, like this dry sand. And they say, I cannot find any friends here who can understand my heart, who shares this mamata that I have for the Vrajavasis. There are no friends I have here. Everyone here is very selfish. Because if a person loves someone, if he sees that his selfish desires can be fulfilled. You see, husband and wife, they marry each other. But when they see that the husband sees that the wife is cause of hindrance in fulfilling his enjoyment, then he'll either have her killed, or he'll divorce her, he'll take half the property, or the lady may do that to her husband. But they have no connection with each other. So don't associate with those who only absorb this material enjoyment and aishwarya. So then this royal swan didn't even breathe the air there, just closing his eyes, just dropped this letter down and flew away. So this way, Krishna, he told Uddhav, no good Vraj. Who could he go to Vraj? Because he could not leave Krishna. He was thinking, if I go to Vraj, then I cannot find him there. He's here in Mathura. And Krishna said, Uddhava, I'm actually not in there. I'm not here in Mathura. I'm full in there in Vraj, fully present there. So he had this duty saying, go. My parents have become very aged. You go and convince them, pacify them. Now I've become very busy here in Mathura, so I cannot go. Go and tell them, my friends, that they should look after the cows. And tell all my servants that all of you are very intelligent. Because Uddhav, he is Brihaspati's disciple. So he's very intelligent. So Krishna gave him this responsibility, go pacify my parents, Sakas, servants, Rajadevis. Because Uddhav was thinking, I am the most intelligent. And while he was leaving to Vraj, then Krishna said, Uddhav. And he showed him the way. He said, go to these places. You offer pranam, you offer prarthanas, tavastatis. Take the dust, put on your head. And then gradually you move ahead. Proceed to all different pastime places. So this direction was shown. Our acharyas have published this book, Uddhav Sandesh. They've shown everything here. They've shown how one should go to Vraj. Not that one is jumping around and he's entering Vraj. Can he possibly have darshan of Vraj if he's behaving such a way? Nowadays, you see, you can take your motor vehicle, your scooter, motorbike, you can go anywhere you feel like. But that time, you cannot have darshan of Vrajvasis or Vrajdham. So though he taught everything, Bhagavan taught everything very nicely to Uddhav. So then this way, he said, Uddhav, go meet the servants of my father Nanda Baba. They will take you to meet him. They will take you to meet him and Yashoda Mata. And even if you go there, you will not be able to recognize who Nanda is, who Yashoda is. You will think, oh, they're ordinary. Cohort, they're just ordinary cohort members. But you will not realize how glorious they are. You will not realize that Nanda is so great. Therefore, it is not easy to even go to Nanda Bhavan. One should go there with great care. So Krishna, he didn't say, Narudhav, you don't have any intelligence, you cannot pacify them. He didn't say this, because Uddhav, we have this conception that I am very learned, intelligent. So this way, when he was gradually going to Braj, then as soon as he entered Braj, all that Krishna had said, that go meet with all my different associates, sit there, take some water from them, and then gradually proceed to another place, meet my associates there. Even if you are not hungry, still accept some madhukari and eat that. Because as long as the rice of Braj doesn't enter one's body, and one doesn't drink this Braj ras, this water of Braj, and until then, one person can never be changed. So once new brahmacharis had come to the temple. So when they came, then they said, oh Guruji Maharaj, we've left everything, we've come to you. We've taken Harinam Diksha from you, we're following all rules. But still, our mind is not so pure, it's very restless. Therefore we're very sad. Gurudev, he said, how long will you fill your heart and mind with this Visharas? Will you think that your body will become empty by of this Visharas in just one day? The more you drink this Bhakti Ras, then this Visharas will automatically leave the body. And this Visharas will also be engaged in Krishna's seva. It will be beneficial to you. See, only if you tell some person that, oh, eat something, then he will not eat. You'll have to speak to him with love. You'll have to do something, then he'll start eating. Gurudev would say, see, if you go to the farm, you see, no one eats this gehu, this wheat, immediately. What should you do? You should take this, you should get wheat flour, and then you should get this atta, and then you should knead it, and then you can make rotis, and then you can get ghee, sabji, milk. And they say you're eating everything, you're honoring Mahaprasad. So just by saying you should eat, it doesn't mean first you should prepare everything then. So Krishna, he told Uddhav that, oh, how will this Visharas go away? Because then the senses are very powerful, they're like snakes. And even this desire to merge and go to hell is like a flower in the sky. It's a hellish for the devotees, this desire to merge into Bhagavan. So though he was going to all the different forests of Vraj, and by the mercy of the Vrajvasis, by being in satsang, when he reached Nanda Bhavan, then they respected him. And what did they say to Nanda Bhava? Then Nanda Bhava, he understood, oh, he looks exactly like Krishna. So Krishna sent his messenger or his friend here. So that time, Uddhav, he said, oh Baba, you're very fortunate. Who can be as fortunate as you? Because you yourself have looked after Bhagavan, you have served him. And Bhagavan is always pleased by you, pacified by you. And they say, Bhagavan is always remembering you 24 hours a day. So Nanda heard Uddhav speak these words. He said, Uddhav, I thought you were the disciple of Brihaspati, that you are very intelligent, that you have this good intelligence. But I didn't know Krishna was Bhagavan. You are saying he is Bhagavan. He said, alright, we have lost Bhagavan. So are we really fortunate or most unfortunate? Because if you are saying my son is Bhagavan, then I have lost his association. So I have been cheated. And how is this my good fortune? I am most fallen and unfortunate. So the time Uddhav was thinking, what should I say? I said, Uddhav, oh Baba, you're crying. Because you're crying for Prabhu, then it's a matter of great fortune. So they say, Uddhav was thinking, what can I do? Should I tell them to continue weeping or to stop crying? But if I tell someone who's crying for Bhagavan to stop crying, then this is sinful. So there was no left. He was now speechless. So he came to Vraj, he ate this Vraja Marsad, he ate the food that had been cooked by the Vrajvasis, he thanked the water of Vraj. And because of this, his arrogance of being very intelligent was completely washed away. And now, to understand this Sadbhav, Sadvichar, he was qualified now. Now, therefore, it has been said. So, even if one stays in Mathuravas, and there, Krishna is always remembering the Vrajavasis. He is remembering Braj. So, if one reaches Mathura and remembers Krishna, then the faith that the love that Krishna has for the Vrajavasis, and in the samanda which is had with the Rajavasis, this will easily be had. And Mathura Devi, she will decorate you and nicely. And she will give you this Pravishadikar to enter Vraj. So Mathura Vas, Sadhu Sangha, Naam Kirtan, Bhagavat Shravan. Then Shri Murtir Shraddhai Sevan. So by staying in Mathura, what will happen? One will have great desire to serve the Vigraha of Sri Bhagavan. Naradrishi, he told Dhruva that, oh Dhruva, you left your kingdom and you have come to the forest here. You want to remember Sri Bhagavan, meditate on him. But you have not accepted any mantra, you have not accepted Diksha. So even if you don't desire, still I'll give you this mantra. Go and bathe in the Yamuna. I'll give you a very nice mantra. And I'll show you how to do archan. Restore Shri Bhagavan. I'll make all arrangements for you. Come here. So this way, after Uddhava had a bath and he had returned, this way this mantra was given. So there nearby there's Madhuvan. Go there. Because if you go to Madhuvan, then this Madhu, this Ashakti, this Moha that one has for Sansar, for this body and mind, will go away. This way, all this attachment will go away. This honey-like attachment, which is very sweet, which will go away. And then, this Aprakrit, you'll have Sambandha with this Aprakrit Madhusudan. And whatever Ashakti, Moha, is there, that will be used for Prabhu's seva, Krishna's seva, then your mind will be pure. So this way Naradrishi, he spoke these words to Dhruva. And then this way Dhruva, he received this mantra from Naradrishi. And then he offered pranams to his guru, then he reached this Madhuvan. He told him, go to Madhuvan, there you will achieve your siddhi. You will receive darshan of Sri Bhagavan. So Bhagavan is always present eternally there in Madhuvan. Then in the morning, he started chanting his mantra. Who? Dhruva. And so Dhruva, he started doing his archan, pujan, dhyan. And there he was always remembering Prabhu. But Prabhu wasn't appearing to him. Rather than remembering on Bhagavan, then he was remembering all these other children. Would say, oh, you have no father. You're in the forest. You're very naughty. They would taunt him so much. Oh, his stepmother would taunt him. So he'd remember all these things and he'd be chanting his mantras. Then he prayed to Naradrishi within his mind, oh Guruji Maharaj, you give me this mantra, but I cannot chant this mantra. I'm trying so hard, but still all these worldly things are entering my mind. So why is this happening? In this way, he started praying. Then he was thinking, maybe whatever I've been eating so far and this water I've been drinking, because of this my mind has become restless. And so in the first month he tried so much to control the mind, but he could not. Then in the next month he stopped eating, drinking, everything. Then how could he sustain his life? So in Braj, there is one. In Braj, there is a saying, which means there is no one remains hungry in Braj. No one can ever be hungry here. Like we see, when Madhavendrapuri was there, Krishna himself brought this milk for him in the evening. And we see Radharani herself brought kheer for Rupa Goswami. In this way, he bought this Ter Katam, he bought kheer. So no one ever remains hungry here. And here you see, Dhruva was performing his bhajan there on top of Dhruvtila. So he was staying there in Madhupuri. So who will remain hungry there in Madhupuri, which is Bhagwan's house, Bhagwan's abode? So Dhruva was thinking, my mind is not becoming pure. Because of eating and drinking all these things, so I'll leave everything aside. Because for some time it is nice, and another moment again it becomes restless. In the third month, Dhruva thought, now I'll stop drinking water also. Before, I would eat these fruits, if anyone would offer me. So then he stopped that, then he stopped water. Now he was absorbed in this dhyan, but still, he could not remember Sri Hari. At the time he prayed to his Guruji, Naradashi. Naradashi said, oh, if your chanting is not continuous, if you're not engaged in continuous remembrance, then even if the slightest of obstacles appear in such remembrance and chanting, it means you desire something else. You don't desire Prabhu. So he was thinking, what do I seek? I want to be happy. And this way, Naradashi told Dhruva, you are performing these austerities so that you can be happy. Therefore, you have stopped breathing and doing so many things. Do you want Bhagwan's happiness or your happiness? So one chants mala and mantra. What is he doing for Prabhu? Or whether is he chanting for his own happiness? So if he thinks, oh, I have to chant for my followers, how can my followers also be happy? So this becomes the intention. So then, in this way, this love is divided. So then he was thinking, alright, now I'll even forget my stepmother. I'll forget my mother, I'll forget the king. I'll leave everyone. I'll only remember Sri Bhagwan. Just by saying, can everything be left behind? One does so much sadhana. So in the fourth month, he did so much sadhana, Dhruva. Then he saw that even when I breathe, my mind becomes restless. So I'll stop breathing also. Then in the fourth month, Bhagwan, he was forced to appear and give his darshan. So he asked, Prabhu, why are you staying inside my heart? Give me darshan from outside. Are you scared of me? I'm only a small boy. I will not disturb you. He said, come out of my heart. And then Vishnu appeared out. And then his effulgence left Dhruva speechless. Then Bhagwan, he touched his forehead with his shankha. Then he started offering these 1,000 stutis. He said, Prabhu, I was looking for pieces of glass, but now I found this wish-fulfilling gem, Chintamani. Why do I need these pieces of glass? I was looking for this vishaya, sansar, la puja, pratishta, man puja, adoration. I was looking for the love of my father, and my stepmother was insulting me. Therefore, I became very sad and I came to you. But now, besides you, I don't want anything else. I don't need anything else. Therefore, no. But still, Bhagwan told him, you'll have to remain behind. So, they say, once serves this vigra, Sri Radhan Krishna should become absorbed in meditation like Dhruva. You should not make a business out of it. You show together and ring the bell. And they say, the great festivals being organized everywhere. And they're saying, oh, I am Bhagavat, I have an ashram, I have a temple, I am a pujari, I can benefit everyone. I have taken the responsibility of everyone's well-being. So he's not worshipping Bhagwan, or is one worshipping his own self. Puja Hari means, the pujari is always, he's not careful, he will want everyone else to worship him. So in such way, thinking in such a way, you cannot meditate on Shri Bhagwan. So if you want to serve the deity, you should do so very carefully. See, bhajan, bhojan and sevan, these three are very confidential. Or else, you see, if camphor is placed in an open place, then the fragrance of the camphor is lost. Similarly, you should not speak of your bhajan to everyone. So once one old lady, one old man, he was telling his grandson, I've gone to so many pilgrimage places, I've done so much. Then the grandson said, oh, grandfather, you've already died. Why? Because you have this arrogance of having visited so many places. So you've lost everything already. You want me to worship you because you've gone to so many pilgrimage places. What have you done for Bhagavan? All this you've done for your own self. So if one wants to do puja, means, or if one wants to please Bhagavan properly, this is prakrish rupena ijja. So if one cannot please Bhagavan, then what is the use of one's puja? Therefore, Rupa Goswami said, if you cannot do everything still, anyhow, be in South Sangha, engage in Namakirtan, Bhagavad Shravan, and then Mataravashi, Murtai, Sadai Shravan. By following these five limbs of devotion, even a little, you'll have bhakti. You say you'll have mamata, bhakti. Definitely you'll have it. So when this Bhishma Panja came, this accepting this Tattva Vichar of Rupa Goswami, everyone for 5 days they follow this Panchanga Bhakti, five limbs of devotion. And then Sanatana Goswami, when Bhagwan awoke from sleep in this Devutan Ekadashi, there him who awakens? Krishna Dev himself. And then they say, all the devotees started celebrating great festival. Engaged in Nam Sankirtan, Bhagavat Shravan. And they say invitations are given everywhere. And then, because Bhagwan for 4 months, he is resting. So there's many quarrels arise regarding this. One will say, oh, how can Bhagwan sleep for 4 months? See, Vaishnavas are Govinda is always present. Lakshmi Devi said, oh, can I arrange a nice bed for you? There you can rest. You come to this Kheer Samudra, the milk ocean. And there you can rest alone, no one will disturb you. No demon, human being, demigod, god, goddess, no one will disturb you. I'll look after you here. So when Bhagwan went to have rest there, then who reached there? The four Kumaras, they came there. Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar. So Jai Vijay, they didn't say anything bad. They said, oh Prabhu, please wait a while, let me go see if he's there. So the time, he said, who are you to say this? Then they chastised Jai Vijay. What need is there for gatekeepers like yourself here, like yourselves here in Vaikuntha? You are like your master and your master is like you. They say they became so angry, the four Kumaras, and they cursed him. Then Prabhu came running out with folded hands. And then he said, oh, the fault of the servant is ultimately the fault of the master, so please forgive them and me as well. So therefore Prabhu is saying, where can I rest? Wherever I go, whichever place I go, automatically some disturbances arise. See, one becomes a sadhu, but still he becomes so angry. And you see the four Kumaras, they're always naked, but still they became so angry. You see, their curse, all they cursed Bhagavan Sevaks, if you fall down, where you should be born as demons, as Rakshasas, you will not be delivered. Then when Bhagwan, he requested them so much, and they said, all right, they'll be born in three lives as demons, in the fourth life as Jagai Madai, they'll have this Bhagavat Prem, and then they'll return to your service. So they say, Bhagwan, he was thinking, I want to go rest, so where can I go? What? So then Brahma said, you should come here to Brahma Lok. Shivaji said, come to Shiv Lok. Said, go Lok there, they called him there. But still he could not find this rest anywhere. So Brahma was thinking, where can I go? Then Bhagwan, he saw the heart of the devotee is very pure. There I can rest there. They have no desires, separate worldly desires, other than my service. So I'll go there to the bhaktas in Braj, and there I'll stay there with them. Or else, they will not let Bhagwan rest anywhere else. Therefore, he found place in the heart of his devotee. So Bhagwan, he stayed for 4 months with his bhaktas. At the Julanyatra, Guru Purnima, Balde Purnima, all these different festivals are observed. Janmashtami, Radhashtami, Raslila. For these 4 months, this Anandotsava is celebrated. And this Devuttana Ekadashi, when they try waking Bhagwan up, Bhagwan, he becomes very sad. He said, oh no, again I have to go to the Karmis now. I have to go to the office now. Until now, for 4 months, I was in Braj. Now again, I have to take all these responsibilities. So then the Brajavasis, the Goswamis, they said, finally, that for these 5 days, we will celebrate this Panchak. Because Krishna, he was thinking, for 4 months, I have these holidays now. Bhagavan Thos is thinking, I will not go to this office. So during these 5 days especially, he's very happy. So during this, this way, this Rasmai Upasana is carried out during this time. Shantaras devotee, he comes, I want to serve you. Those in Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhura, they all appear, saying, we all want to serve you. Please accept us eternally. We'll be engaged in your service eternally. So Prabhu, he comes to this world to take this responsibility, to relieve the burden of Mother Earth. In this way, because Prithidevi is very sad. She has a responsibility to look after everyone else. And Prithidevi, she gives everything. Still people, they steal everything, they hide, they destroy. One will collect 50 clothes, he will not give to anyone. In this way, even if he needs something, he'll collect something for 1 year and he will not even distribute to others. He will only keep everything for himself, and even if it rots, still he will not give. He's a big miser. And if someone has something, he may even kill that person. And then he will say, oh, he's a thief. So that person, he has nothing. Give him something at least. But still he says, oh, put him in prison. So they say, if you're stealing this way, Mother Earth has given. So, but you have stolen everything away and hiding everything away. So are you a thief? Is that person a thief or are you a thief? It's a very demoniac. So very difficult to be able to live with such people. They will steal and steal even more. And they're great hypocrites. And they say, I'm the master, I'm the king, I'm the husband of Mother Earth. Then Mother Earth says, oh, she laughs, oh, you've become my husband now. You've become Bhupati, Grihapati, Prithipati. You took birth on my lap as my son. And then afterwards you'll enter inside me when you die, and now you want to be my husband. Okay, see for yourself. So he has such bad impressions, such demons. They disturb all the others. So Prithidevi, she is weeping. I look after everyone. I made all arrangements. I See, one has so many different types of medicine, but he will not distribute. He will either give poison, kill that person. He will destroy those different kinds of medicine. He has so much food. You see, in other countries, there's so much food, but they take everything in ships and they throw everything inside the ocean. They will not give to poor countries. They have so many clothes, they will not give. They will not give medicine to other countries. So they say, Prithidevi is giving everything, Mother Earth. So she prayed to Bhagavan. That Bhagavan, you should appear and convince these people, change them. They should become generous. But once one achieves this post, then he becomes the master. Then he becomes very arrogant. So, Prithidevi, she is weeping. That, oh, because she has so much love. She has, the love she has is more than a million mothers. The love that million mothers have. So they say, these people are great hypocrites. They collect, and they steal and collect so many things. So they say, Bhagavan, he convinces them through his devotees and he himself convinces. Jarasandha had imprisoned all the other kings. And he would give them a glass of water and he would give them a little food. Saying, I'll kill everyone. He will not let even one king live. And say, the kings are weeping so much. And Bhagavan, he is omniscient. If anyone is sincerely praying, he'll listen to one's prayers. So Bhagavan, he tried convincing Jarasandha, why have we imprisoned all these kings? But still he wouldn't listen. Then Bhagavan, when he saw he will not listen, then he had Bhim fight him, and then he had Bhim kill him. And then he gave the entire kingdom to Jarasandha's son. See, Ramchandra, he saw that Ravan had stolen everything, become the king of Lanka. He would tell the rishis that you're staying in my forest. All of you are very stout, very strong. So very powerful. You don't give tax. The rishis, they said, what tax can we give? We don't go farming, we don't do farming. We don't work. We just drink the water that during the rainy season that's collected. We drink water from these ponds, lakes, somehow we collect dry leaves. And then we cook something and we do bhajan. Said, no, if you want to stay in my kingdom, then you have to give me tax. He said, we don't have anything. He said, what do you don't have? And then he called Kardushan Subhau and he said, get tax from them. And what tax? They said, you have blood in your body. I'll give a golden pot. And they say, you cut your thigh and then you give blood. I'll drink the blood of these rishis and I'll become more strong, he was thinking. So then when they came with these golden pots to collect their blood, and when they started cutting their thighs, that time the rishi said, alright, take this blood, as much blood as you want. Know that this blood will be the cause of your entire destruction of your dynasty. So this is such people think that, oh, I am Grihapati Bhupati. I am Prithipati. Saying, this is mine. This kingdom is mine. This house is mine. So you came naked in this world. And when you leave this world, you leave naked. And still you want to be the master. So that time, even when the servants of Ravan took this huge pot of blood, then they told Mandodari, oh, Ravan, your husband asked us to bring this pot. Blood. And she said, whose blood is this? This is the blood of the animals. She said, no, the rishis. Then she said, what have you done? You bought the blood of the rishis. Then they cursed. They said, this blood will be the cause of the destruction. So then she said, alright, take this pot of blood, go to the Himalayas and bury it somewhere where no one can find. And by then, Mandodari, she had fulfilled this pot. She filled this pot with the blood of animals. And Ravan very happily drank it. He's a Rakshas. So he thinking it was the blood of the rishis, he drank the blood of the animals. And then they dug one place and they hid that other pot there. And then since then there would be no rain there. The place would become very, very like a desert. Very arid. All the ladies had become barren. There was no rain. There was famine there. So Janak Maharaj was the king. Then he was thinking, what sin have I committed? Why is my kingdom suffering so much? No one is giving birth to children. Nothing is happening. Then he called the Rishi Maharshis and he said, perform a yajna. So then, make one place ready. Then, he gave his queen this plow. And then this plow was tied to the one of his queens, Sunaina. And then he himself was plowing the entire place. And when the plow struck something, he said, oh, what is it struck? There he saw, there was a pot. And he took that pot, golden pot. There he saw a very beautiful girl appeared, had appeared in that golden pot. So you see, this plow is called Sita. Therefore she was named as Sita, because she was born from this plow which had struck it. And we see Sita herself was the cause of Ravan's destruction, as the Rishis had predicted. So who can possibly be your master in this world? Therefore, the sadhus, they prayed to Sri Bhagavan. That, oh Prabhu, may we not have a contaminated intelligence. May we always remain your servants. So, this way this promise is made during these 5 days. Panchak. On the first day, one makes a promise to Bhagavan that now, my whole life, I will never, be wicked. May I never be in asat sangha. So one should make a sankalpa on the first day. And for 5 days, for 5 nights, one should engage in Bhagavan's seva. Because now Prabhu, he's going to leave. So not, then you should pray, may you not leave me. May I never remain distant from your lotus feet. They say these 5 days have so many specialities. We will listen more tomorrow. Very, very.